4.
Jeannie woke up staring at the bedroom ceiling, at first not able to understand why her mouth was filled with the coppery taste of panic, as if she had narrowly avoided a bad fall, or why her hands were raised, palms splayed out in a warding off gesture. And then she saw the empty half of the bed on her left, heard the sound of Ralph splashing in the shower, and thought, it was a dream. The most vivid damn nightmare of all time, for sure. But that's all it was. Only there was no sense of relief, because she didn't believe that. It wasn't fading, as dreams usually did on waking, even the worst ones. She remembered everything, from seeing the light on downstairs to the man sitting in the guest chair just beyond the living room archway. She remembered the hand emerging into the dim light and closing into a fist so she could read the fading letters tattooed between the knuckles. Must. What you must do is tell him to stop. She threw back the covers and left the room, not quite running. In the kitchen, the light over the stove was off, and all four chairs were in their accustomed places at the table where they ate most of their meals. It should have made a difference. It didn't.